Hey guys, welcome to Femme Creole Takeover Talk Show, presented by Lux Media and Belle Femme Inc. Today we have lovely Miss Martine.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
Nice You're so to see vibrant. You. You're so vibrant.
I'm trying.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Good. So could you tell us a little bit about what you do? Who are you? Where are you from?
Okay. Well, I am a Haitian woman. And originally from the south of Haiti, from Tigouave, and went to school, Port-au-Prince, and all that kind of stuff, and came here for college, and spent most of my life in mental health counseling, and fell in love with women and their stresses and anxieties, and eventually went through my own stresses and my own anxiety times, and that gave birth to plenty of different projects that I have going on, and one of them is MeUnfinished.com. In MeUnfinished.com, we do our best to provide all kinds of tools to help women to go through their difficult times. And it's called Me Unfinished because we're all a work in progress. Right. So it's about real life women that are going through stuff, and we're doing our best to showcase mm-hmm. that women are versatile, they are amazing, and they go through stuff. They go down, they come back up.
Right.
So I do my best to translate that into meunfinished.com.
Right.
And I do a lot of work with families as well. I'm a developmentalist. I work with kids from 0 to 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And especially a concentration, actually, on the 0 to 3 population to help the children reach their developmental milestones as they're growing. And some of them have disabilities, for sure. Some of them are at risk. And finally working to help decrease the infant mortality rate, fetus and infant mortality rate. So a lot of work out there with families, especially concentrating on women.
Okay. So you said that you came straight from Haiti and straight into college. It wasn't like a. So how did you know what you wanted to do?
I didn't.
Did you know a lick of English coming in here, or?
Yes, actually. When I was younger, my parents were first generation college students. So, yes. I was born here, and just like a lot of kids who were born in the end of the 60s and into the early 70s, we went back and forth to Haiti a lot, and were immersed in the Haitian community early. And by the time I was 5 years old, we moved back to Haiti, which was home until I was 18 years old. So I don't know much about where I was born.
Right. So how did you get into where you are now, or what was your major? What did you get your degree in college?
I went to the University of Florida.
Okay.
Oh, Gators.
Oh, no. No, not here.
Oh, yes. We do bleed Gator at the house. Yes, I did go through the University of Florida, and I did go into psychology, rehabilitation counseling. I made my way over there because I always have had a heart for people and caring for people and being the emergency person. And so I enjoy that a lot. So that's why I went into that and did mental health for a very long time until I started falling in love with the younger population and the women population. And it brought me to become my own boss as of about a year ago.
So I was going to ask you, why women? Why? I mean, I know why. But for those who are out there, you know, some people may say, hey, what about the men's? You know, we have issues too, or we have mental issues too. But so why did you focus on the women and not everybody?
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I have had quite a few guys ask me, why not me? Why not us? And, you know, I'm not sure if I can touch upon that yet. I think that I want to concentrate on the women because, unfortunately, the women tend to be the ones falling harder, the way I have seen it, my own experience about it. I have been one of those women who's fallen quite far low, and I can help somebody go through the horrible forest because I've been there. The men, unfortunately,
yeah, you can't really relate,
I can't relate
as much.
Although I do have some male followers. I have some pretty hardcore male followers. And they like the work that I do. I post motivational work every day on Instagram and on Facebook. And I do have a male following. And it's, last that I checked, it was 25%. So I don't want to abandon the man, but unfortunately, I don't know myself to be as resourceful for them yet. Mm-hmm. So I concentrate more on the women.
Do you feel that because I feel like generally women do have it harder, but do you feel that in the mental industry and in that whole mental awareness industry, do you feel like maybe we don't get much attention as we should?
Well, I think, this is a loaded question, because we are the ones who tend to fall hard and we are the ones who vocalize more about it. There is some attention being given to us, as well as the, she's gonna be okay, it's just a woman going mm-hmm, through stuff. Mm-hmm. So you have both. But at the same time, I wanna emphasize that, of course, women are being looked at, but women are also very vocal. The male population also has a lot of very difficult situations that they go through. And because they're not as vocal, we are not very much aware of what's going on with them. So we cannot discount that. But in terms of the women, there's the other part of it, like I was just saying earlier, that, you know, they're like, it's a woman having hormone issues and she's, you know, pushed under the rug. And that's a huge issue that I have seen before. Mm-hmm. She'll get back up. She'll be all right.
Right.
She'll be all right. Oh, just give her this or give her some chocolate. She'll be okay. You know, and well, you're feeling that way? Really? Oh, you don't need to. I've seen that mm-hmm. a lot, you know, so yeah.
Right. So when you're going through things personally, how do you get the help or how do you go through it?
Well, we were talking about this a little mm-hmm. earlier. Offline, you know, it took a long time to be vocal. It took a long time to find my voice. It's out of character for me. I grew up with a very strong mom, a very strong set of grandmothers, and in my family, women, we know what time it is, and I did not come too far from that cloth, you know? I might be a little more vocal, and I think that that's what changed for me. So how I cope with things is by being a little bit more vocal and also seeking the help. Mm-hmm. What I have found is we just take it in and we stuff it in and we wait and we make ourselves disappear somehow from the issues that we have. And we don't believe that we have the worth to be complaining. We don't have the right to say that there's a problem, you know, whatever the problem is. So I feel that for me, knowing that, I try to do the opposite. So I look for ways to change my thoughts. Mm-hmm. I do my best to listen to a podcast that, you know, I know is going to elevate me. I love podcasts. I would listen to them and over and over again. I have my favorite ones, you know, so I actively look for ways to pull myself out. It's a very hard thing to do when you first start, but as you go along, it gets a lot easier. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that you don't fall. You do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But when the time comes, I know what tools I have aligned my tools, and I use them. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's how I do it.
Before we went on air, we spoke about, you used an analogy, the force. Right,
yes.
You said I'm going through a forest. You have to pick up the tools,
yes.
And when you get out, there may be a bigger forest. So you can't just go around the first forest, because what if the second forest that comes along, what if it's bigger? But what happens when? I know some women they feel like once they get out one forest, it's another forest. Once they get out that forest, it's another forest. Like what happens? Or I sometimes you may have feel that way too. What happens when you're just like, it's just so much coming back to back to back to back? So what inspires you to keep going and keep pushing and like fight through all that?
I think for me, it's the fact that I know that I have just picked up the tools from the first one. I don't think. Wow, it's very difficult for certain people to go through one forest after the next, one issue after the next. There are quite a few of us going through that kind of stuff, and I don't have any solutions for that are just fix it all right away.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you is, once you go through the first one and you are armed with what was given to you at that time, you are ready for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you do get tired, you got to stop and take a rest and recognize that you're tired and recognize that you need to refuel, and you refuel. So if you don't, then what you're doing is just getting yourself in trouble more, because if you're not ready to go into the next issue and it comes at you no matter what, then you're risking getting yourself engulfed into it. Taking the time to have a downtime is important. I'm learning this still, and I've been practicing for a while. It's not an easy thing to do, but going through is the only way out, and it prepares you for the next one. So I tell you, stay encouraged. Believe in your heart of hearts that you just got yourself some tools and that you're gonna kill it next time. And you will, because you have the tools. Use them.
So how do you feel about, okay, I'm gonna try to speak Creole with you.
Okay.
I would like you to, you know, go ahead. How do you feel about in the Haitian culture when it comes to mental illness? Because I know when I say it's kind of that G, and they feel like, you know, we have pride. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of pride. So a lot of us, right. So how would you reach out to them and, or try to get them to come to your workshop, or try to just like get them to open up to you?
C'est pas un bagage qui facile du tout dans la communauté, pas nous. Surtout pas pour la communauté haïtienne. Nous avons un petit souffle, même avant, il était pire toujours. Ok, tant que moi, même l'âge, moi, qu'on y a, même Dieu qui l'âge, mais gay. Ok, allez, I'm good with that. Mais c'est un travail qui est difficile pour faire, parce que c'est un bagage que nous voulons reconnaître. Nous-mêmes, nous sommes peuple qui connaît gourmet, nous sommes peuple qui connaît. Qui paraît son peuple qui depuis bagay yo pas bon nous ramasser nous fermé kon nous marer ceinture nous n'a troqué kon ak problème vous comprenez c'est comme ça nous lever so nous pas habitué nan oh pour diable garder qui ça l'a passé oh ben on a parlé avec un monde pour si nous pas habitué nan bagay comme ça so son question de habitude son question de culture son on façon pour nous capable comme si nous juste passer sous ça et puis nous rester comme ça. Est-ce qu'on comprend?
Yeah.
Et puis brusquement entendre un tel perdu tête li. Et puis brusquement entendre un tel pas en forme, brusquement un tel mourir dans stress, etc. Et il est très difficile pour nous attirer communauté haïtienne là et dans domaine santé mentale là. Il est très difficile. Et moi bien regrette ça, mais c'est pour ça n'a pas travail. C'est pour ça que depuis ma fond poste, m'a toujours tag depuis ces côté haïtien me connaît gagner cap mettre moi dehors et mandé pour faire ça même parce que nous c'est plus nous wèli plus n'a commencé à poser tête nos questions parce que pas oublier haïtien c'est monde qui gain curiosité vous comprenez si ou ti dame ça toute la semaine on a parlé de occuper tête ou mais font ti tan font ti relax core kebe là palager bagaille wap kebe bagaille wap avancer son monde wè ou k'ap voye message ça yo tout temps yo pral commencer font ti garder pour ça gain là vous comprenez oui même si c'est couille ap bay c'est pour haïtien chercher right so C'est pour nous continuer à mettre des messages là dehors. Et moi, toujours invité toutes mesdames haïtiennes, moi, toutes messieurs haïtiennes, moi, pour nous parler de ça. Parce que, mes amis, regardez côté peuple nous sommes peuple vaillant. Vous imaginez aussi la santé mentale, nous sommes en forme. Nous t'a privé beaucoup plus loin. Est-ce que moi, je crois que grand pile de problèmes fondamentaux que nous avons dans le pays, c'est parce que nous pas prêté attention à la santé mentale, nous. So j'aime moi essayer et attirer yo et moi fait tout ça me capable pour mettre parole là dehors et me rester dans figure tout le monde. Et bon, son travail qui dure pour moi parce que moi même pas habitué rester dans figure monde. Bon. Et c'est comme ça que me vienne connaître de nous même tout, on comprend rentrer en contact avec monde, mettre effort à et puis contacter monde pour dire écoutez, on parler de ça, on font petit chita attendez parce que c'est bon pour nous.
Et mon qui on connaît au gendre pour te bon avant nous te commencer filmer. I'm going through things. I've spoke to you about it already. But I'm in the process of seeing someone, but I still don't want to talk to anybody. And you gave me this book, which is, you know, some people can self-reflect. Could you tell me more about the book?
Yes, this book has five sections, and what it is, it's going to give you, this is a journal. Right. what I am trying to do in this journal is to get you to face yourself and your own feelings in order for you to be able to deal with them. It could be a precursor in looking for help, you know, the more professional help, the kind that needs deeper diving, okay? This can start you putting you in the water, per se. Mm-hmm. So we have 5 sections in there, and they each have a title. They each have a different feel to it, you know. How do you see yourself is one of the questions. And then I'll give you some probes you can see right here. Mm-hmm. This is the main question, and then you have the probes, and then you have plenty of room to write. Depending on how you feel about those probes. And then you go into the next section, and it does the same thing. And then at the end, I provide you with some resources that you can use in order for you to continue your betterment. So it's not just about, this is just the work, and that's all there is to it. You know, you have a spot where you can put notes. If you go into the websites and the different resources that are available, you'll find that you will want to jot down some stuff. And then things that you have that I put in here for you to remember. It's in the back, but you have to look at it every day so that you can remember. Sometimes I have to read this every day for a period of time in order for me to get myself together and have a good start to my day, you know. Right. So I recommend people read this often, things for you to remember. Mm-hmm. And then the final thoughts. So I feel that I have done this work myself through different workshops, and I came up with this because as I was doing it, I noticed, well, wait a minute, other people can use this. Mm-hmm. And the feedback that I have gotten is, yep, We've been through this.
We need it.
Yeah, we want to talk a little more about this. So hopefully one of the workshops will be how we can actually delineate a little bit more about each section and how we can unpack each section and talk a little bit more about it and have some fun stuff going on with it too, you know. Every workshop comes with some wine, some cheese, you know.
Yeah, wine. So... You gave me some words before we started, and I would love for you to tell the people, you know, some of these words. So what if there are people or women who just they tried it and it's still not, you know, clicking. They still don't have the push, they still don't have the drive. They're going through depression and anxiety, they don't want to be around family, they don't want to go to work. What are some things that you can tell them or say to them?
Well, first and foremost, and it's probably, if you don't hear anything I say, this is the one thing I want you to understand as somebody going through what you just described. Nobody can get you out of this unless it's you. You are the only person who's going to get yourself out. So the biggest word of wisdom is look inside. Because I know it's cliche and, oh, the work is inside, blah, blah. It is absolutely true. Because think about it. I'm going to give you an analogy. Say you're a child and you don't want to speak. Can I make you speak? Is there a way I can move your mouth to make your mouth say words? I can't. Nobody can unless you decide that you're going to say something. It's the same. It's absolutely the same. If you don't decide to take the first step, then there is no second step. Then there is no third step. You have to want to do this. This is a tool. It might not work for you. I mean, me, what works for me is my little cup here. I take my perfectly unfinished cup because it means something to me. It means that I am not perfect, but I'm moving forward. I am not done. I'm going to keep going. Some people, it's reading quotes every morning. Some people, it's journaling every day. I'm a big fan of prayer. Let me tell you, that helps me, and without it, I can't survive. So some people are like that. So this book, like you said, might not work. That's fine, because it's a tool. At the end of the day, you have to do your work to find out what works for you, because nobody can prescribe to you how to be happy with you. It's your work.
So what are, like, workshops, or I know you have workshops, but, you know, let us know a little bit more information about your workshops.
Yes.
So some people can.
We're working on a few. I had stopped because I got so busy with the infant mortality stuff and taking care of the kids 0 to 3. that I have taken a break from doing the workshops, but I am working on it. It has to do with a session where we all sit together and I will present somebody, I will showcase somebody who is going to help us de-stress. Mm-hmm. So we had one of the best health coaches ever. I have been a client myself. Shout out to Kat at the Wellness Palette. That's the person that I followed and who took good care of me at that point. She presented on how to be well as a whole. And not only does she touches on nutrition, she touches on the mental, she touches on the emotional. So it's like a whole piece. So in a workshop like that, I would present this.
Okay.
And people would have an idea, would have a feel of what it's like to work with a wellness coach, if that is something that could be useful to you.
Okay.
The time before that, we worked with somebody who made soaps. So we made soaps.
It was therapeutic.
We just sat together. Oh yeah, it was fun. Nothing worked that day either. Mm-hmm. It was really fun, I'll tell you that much. But we had a few things that didn't work, and it was more fun because we started, you know, being rowdy. Mm-hmm. And it's always about having some fun. We're hoping to have a painting party, and it's always going to center around women.
Right.
So. Maybe self-acceptance. How do you see yourself? How would you like to love yourself? Mm-hmm. How what would it look like if you fell in love with yourself? What would it look like?
Right.
So that kind of stuff. So painting parties, art parties, those kind of things. I just want to make sure that the women, when they come, they feel uninhibited. They have freedom to express themselves, mm-hmm. and just be themselves for a few hours. And then carry that into their regular lives.
Right. I can't find the words to find this. Depression and anxiety. What do you think? What are a lot of reasons people may fall into depression and anxiety?
My favorite reason is expectations.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you know you put stress upon yourself depending on what you think others are expecting from you. So I find that to be a very common thing. Oh, I should be doing this if I'm a good mom. I should be doing that if I'm 48. I should be at this particular part of life. It's always a shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a lot of stress. In today's economy, I mean, nobody has to be, you know, well-versed in CNN or any of that stuff to know that things are rough.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are looking at their lives differently, and it's causing a lot of stress. So economically, emotionally, mentally, there are a whole bunch of different areas where we are putting upon ourselves expectations, and I feel that this is a huge cause of anxiety and depression and stress.
Right. So I know somebody who she knows is not healthy at all. But she, you know, she's going through what she's going through, and this falls in the topic of relationships. She's not in a relationship at the moment, but she feels like she doesn't want a relationship, but she feels like she needs or wants somebody there just to fill a empty void that she has. Is that normal? Well, we talk, nothing's normal, but I mean, how can relationships help anxiety and depression? I guess that's what I want to say. Or to have somebody there, a companion. Or is that more of actually bad for someone?
What is that person supposed to do?
Just be there. just be there. I mean, because I know some people want that feel, that just someone there. And some people may see it as being toxic, or some people may see it as being therapeutic. But for someone that's going through depression, anxiety, should they stay away from relationships or dating, or could that help?
I don't really have an answer for that because every single person is different. But my question would be, what are you expecting that person to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when that person does not live up to that expectation? Then what are the consequences?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So I go back, whenever somebody tells me that they just want a relationship just to fill a void, I have been there. I'm not a stranger to that feeling at all. But I also was given some words of wisdom, which goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at filling your void yourself? Mm-hmm. Because, listen, you cannot give what you do not have. Mm-hmm. So if you have a hole, you're giving nothing. How can you expect somebody else to be the end-all, be-all? How can you expect somebody to fill a void that's inside of you? Mm-hmm. It all boils down to how you see your own self. If you don't fill your own void and you know you, how can somebody who doesn't really, who is not you, fill you? Mm-hmm. So it's like taking a piece of apple and corking into an orange and saying, there's a hole that's closed right there, and you don't, mm-hmm. you know, it's not an orange. So I feel that a lot of personal work would be where I would point mm-hmm. them. I cannot judge. I cannot prescribe anything. But I would be more, I guess, I would be a lot more comfortable for me knowing the person is going towards helping themselves fill mm-hmm. their own void. Because, again, if you are not the one who knows you filling your void, how can somebody who is not you fill your void? It's kind of tough. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it goes for all kinds of relationships. You know, nobody completes you. You complete yourself, and the person brings
and adds on.
Adds. Right. You know, a relationship is supposed to add to what's going on. And what's going on should be good enough for you. Mm-hmm. If you're not good enough for you,
it shouldn't be in a relationship in the first
place. How can you be good enough for somebody else? So, you know, it's a lot of work. Woo. It hurts. It's hard. It's not easy. But a little at a time, loving yourself is a very important part of being mm-hmm. in a relationship.
As long as it's happening, I mean, it doesn't matter how it's happening or how long it takes for you to love yourself, as long as you love yourself.
Yeah. And that person might be able to help you get there. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't discount that. You know, it might be a great thing, you know, to have somebody pull that out of you and help you work on you. So that happens. So you can't judge.
Right,
you
can't judge. So, Ms. Martine, could you please tell me, what does the word Belfum mean to you?
Belfum. Et ben quand il bagaille, oui non Belfum là. Belfum, moi-même l'aime tant des Belfum, moi tant des haïtiennes point final. Et pour le moment, parce qu'il y a pile l'autre Belfum. Mm-hmm. Mais pour moi-même avec mot créole là qui dit belle femme là, mm-hmm. lui représente toute femme haïtienne que moi-même moi connais, toute belle femme haïtienne qui dans pays à point final. Et pour moi-même son représentation de fierté nous, et l'on dit belle femme parce que c'est haïtienne là qui dit belle femme. Mm-hmm. You know, quand on se dit beautiful woman, son le bagaille, parce que toute femme belle, you know. Chaque monde gen beauté pa yo, chaque monde gen intensité pa yo, chaque monde gen brillance pa yo. There's enough shine to go around. So pour moi même belle femme, if you're going to say it in Creole with our Haitian belle femme, it's every single solitary Haitian woman.
It's beautiful. And could you please tell us where we can find you, Instagram, email, Yahoo, your workshops, where are they located? Also, your website that you just launched and what we can find on your website.
Yes, yes. Please be patient with me on the website. I am building it little pieces at a time. But you can find me on meunfinished.com, in Instagram, in Facebook. Everything is meunfinished. In terms of the material that you see here, the book and the mugs, and we also have t-shirts that say unique, powerful, and divine. We also have the Perfectly Unfinished t-shirt. It goes with the event series mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. You can find all that on the website. And in terms of the events, I will be posting them as soon as we're ready to launch the next one. I am not sure what the timetable is right now.
Okay.
I'm putting it together, but I'm hoping that by the summer we'll have one.
Okay.
So, yeah, come get your little wine on, girlfriend time.
Right.
Yes, right. That kind
Thank
of stuff.
You again.
And a lot of Balmas Cremas. Oh, we can't forget that.
Thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm pretty sure a lot of us need it, and a lot of us who just rather be silent because of our pride, and just, you know, we won't open up because of our pride. So I know a lot of us needed that, but won't say anything. So thank you so much.
Please open up.
Guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for viewing. Shout out to Velmas Cremas. Shout out to Miss Faye's Closet for this beautiful, beautiful piece.
It is.
I am your girl, Karma with the C, and thank you. Bisou. We'll be right back.